Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Hey, we tried to like cover everything in agriculture, and now we're going to talk sheep. I don't think I've talked sheep for a little while. Jamestown Ram Sale is coming up in about a week's time, August 4th, for sheep producers and enthusiasts. And also a part of that is the 2023 Lamb Outlook and Current Issues Forum that'll basically talk a bit about the lamb industry as a whole and its potential. One of the folks that helps to organize this is Travis Hoffman, who's currently, I believe, at the North Dakota State Fair, right, Travis? Is that where you're at?
You bet, Eric, living the dream in Minot, America.
Okay, I got to ask the question, how many tubby burgers have you had today?
Oh, not one yet. I'm behind.
What's going on? All right. Travis, you know, one thing I was talking to you earlier today, I forgot to ask you your title. So what is your official title?
Oh, that's fine. I'm the Extension Sheep Specialist and also serve as an associate professor within our Animal Sciences Department at North Dakota State University and have a joint appointment with Minnesota as well.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure we didn't rob you of a chance to putting out the credentials there a little bit. And it's nice and long, just the way NDSU likes it. So you have like two cards taped together to get all that in there. Just kidding. Let's talk about, first of all, the August 4th event in Jamestown. Now, I'm assuming that at least in your portion of this, that you're going to be a part of the Outlook and Issues Forum, correct?
Yeah, you know, so we were providing an opportunity and just aligning with kind of our Jamestown Ram Sale. And so with our Jamestown Ram Sale that is, you know, this up or couple upcoming weekends or on a Saturday at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds, we're just providing an opportunity for producers that are coming there and wanting to purchase rams to say, hey, let's talk about what's going on, why things are either working. And, you know, there's some opportunity. We went through kind of our summer swing of increases in prices, and hopefully those can maintain throughout the calendar year.
Kind of educate people. Obviously, the livestock industry is an important part of North Dakota, but it's not a dominant part of North Dakota agriculture. How is the lamb side of things in the state? Is there quite a few operations or very select?
You know, thanks for asking. I think that it's diverse right now. So we're still in about 22nd. In terms of the states of sheep numbers in comparison to any of them. But it goes along the whole gamut from some of those that may have 500, 600, 1,000 head of sheep to the majority of our producers that we work with in North Dakota have somewhere between 20 and about 60 head of ewes and of lambs. And so most of those people are ones that that's not their primary income, but, you know, they do it because they enjoy it and want to be a part of it, and it's working for them.
Well, let's sell the lamb business a little bit. How easy is it to work with them as a livestock?
So I think it's great entry level, and particularly in families. And, you know, we get to do that here at the North Dakota State Fair in terms of our 4-H and FFA and our youth events. And so it's a great opportunity that young individuals can get in. And also, as we think about it from a diversification of livestock, the entry level isn't as big. You know, if you want to go purchase cows right now, Eric, as you've been following those, you're going to have to take a big checkbook, all right?
Yep.
And if you want to build a hog barn, that's the infrastructure issue. And so those that, even from sheep and or goats, in terms of infrastructure and then the opportunity to just build a program, that's something that can work for them really, really nicely and just kind of diversify what you're doing or provide a project that, as we know, even in youth development, is you're still raising kids and using livestock to do it.
Right. And a part of this, it's in the title, Current Issues. So is there positive or negative issues affecting the lamb industry itself right now?
Okay, thanks for asking. You know, let me just break it down. You know, my colleague, Dr. Carl Hoppe, he's super talented in terms of just nutrition and what we're going to feed those animals. And that goes across species, but I like to include him as well so that we can kind of talk about where we want to be in terms of rations, what our break-evens are. And so big picture, when we're kind of thinking of these, do we take them to market? Do we not take them to market? Knowing what your break-even is, what the input costs are, and kind of if there's opportunity cost to kind of pull those together, that's one of the things. As we look about it from issues, okay, and I think about it because that's the way I'm trained in terms of meat science and then in wool as well, is I think of a lot of it from an end product. Okay, so I get super excited. I don't know if you can tell.
Yes.
Right? But as we think about it from lamb and the retail, the food service, and even at the consumer level, we've went through times where lamb has increased. And so throughout the couple of years, lamb offers a unique experience that people can have, something that just provides the adventurous side is what our approach is. And in fact, then we can make different lamb products. As we look at it from a wool industry, that's one that's taken a little bit of time to recover, but we all know that there's an item or two or three or four that are in our closets that are made out of wool. And so it's our job as sheep producers to help keep that going as well.
When you talk about bringing lambs to market, where do you take them? Is there a market close by? You know, obviously, if you take them in for maybe a meat product, where do you take them?
Sure. You know, there's a few out there. You know, Kist has had some there in Mandan. I know in Bowman, as we think about it from a west side. Some people have taken them to even Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Okay.
There's some direct marketers as well that that can kind of pull some lambs together and even to be able to offer those, you know, online and through the equity cooperative sales as well. And so there's different options that people can utilize, and depending on where their home base is or what their option is. But a lot of the times, I'll tell you historically, even as you discussed there, that the livestock industry maybe isn't the dominant portion of cash receipts. And Eric, I grew up in South Dakota, you know, where livestock does trump crop sales. And so that's one thing where there's underutilized opportunity, because the feedstuffs exist for the most part. And so those that are farmer feeders, maybe some of the times, and I think this year could be one of them, where the value of, you know, some of that corn and some of the feedstuffs that we have can add value through the sheep. Because if our sheep are sold for $1.80, $2 a pound, and our cost to gain is closer to a dollar, each pound that we can put on is profit in our own operations. And so there's opportunities there as we think about kind of pulling that together. And livestock development is just is truthfully feeding the feedstuff that we got. And we have plenty of feedstuff that we create here. And you know, there's a lot of crop colleagues that you work with to say where we're at in crop progress. And I think that, again, sheep and goats and small ruminants in general allow us the opportunity to succeed and hopefully pay our bills and make sure that the balance sheet's in the black.
Yep, absolutely. Just a couple of minutes left. So, Travis, I want to make sure we get the time out. So the Jamestown Ram sale comes up on August 4th. I don't necessarily – there is some times in here, but when does the outlook run from? Give some times.
We're going to meet from 11 a.m. To noon, okay? And so – those people that are driving in, it still gives them the opportunity if they had chores or something to get done there. We're going to have our producer education session from 11 to noon. That still allows people the noon hour to grab a lamb lunch, to look at the rams and look at the ewes. And we've got about approximately 40 rams, and we've got 47 ewes.
Mm.
So there's quite a few different rams and ewes from a variety of breeds. And so I'd welcome people to go to ndsheep.org. And that information is there. And also, we have opportunities for there. We have a starter flock program that we'll work on and talk about later. But again, people that got lambs, rams and ewes are going to be for sale in August.
And that's going to be held at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds, located in Jamestown. I think most of us are familiar with that. So I got it. So we've got the current issues forum, the outlook at 11, lunch at noon, sale at 1. Is that right?
That's right. Bid high, bid off. And you got to bring an empty trailer, we'll fill it up. How's that sound?
Sounds pretty good to me. Before we let you go, tell us about the fair. We got about a minute left. Where can folks find you there at the North Dakota State Fair?
Well, I try to be a moving target, but you know, I consider myself a diversified stockman, and so we've got goat shows going on tonight. We've had open class breeding sheep, but there's a main arena of where the 4-H and youth show, and we'll be a part of that. My wife is hosting the consumer decision-making contest, in fact, today for 4-H. And so there will be a lot of people. And more importantly, I'll be around. There will be lots of NDSU Extension presence. And we believe in youth development and the opportunity to continue to learn and be a part of agriculture and be a part of developing young people. So thanks for asking.
Not a problem. And again, that website to find out more information in general about the sheep industry or the event coming up on the 4th is ndsheep.org. Travis, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you hopping on today, and I'm sure we'll track you down sometime, probably in a month or two down the road.
Outstanding, outstanding. Good luck to everybody as we move through our summer.
All right, thank you again. Travis Hoffman, and again, we appreciate him popping on with actually NDSU Extension, looking forward to more information about that forum coming up on the 4th. All right, we are just about out of time here. We got a busy show already. In fact, I'm pretty much locked and loaded for tomorrow's show. Trying to go from memory. My memory has just been absolutely shot. But we do have our Stewardship Wednesday coming up tomorrow. I do know that we're going to get a chance to meet the new president, actually the new executive director. I shouldn't say new president because I just caused Ed Kessel to drive into the ditch. The new executive director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. She's going to be joining me, as well as a whole host of other folks. And if I could remember them, I'd say them right now. But that's going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk.